On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear, style, quality and service for over 30 years.
And here he is. Haggers.
Hello, Baz. Hello, Milton.
Haggers, are you having your own interviews now in service stations? Because Cole said he ran into you and really enjoyed the chat.
Oh, thanks, Cole, for saying that. I don't give up my sources, Stephen. You know that.
So hang on, you're getting stories now from the service station?
No.
That's how good you are.
I'm getting response from people that sort of walk past going... And I say, oh, man, I recognise that. You know, thanks for that, Cole. But look, I think this is a reasonably big story.
Okay.
Now, Fremantle is brazenly looking to repeat something like what they accomplished in last year's trade period. Now, we know they successfully brought in Brad Hill from Hawthorn, Joel Hamling after playing in the premiership with the Bulldogs, Shane Kirsten and Cam McCarthy. Well, we know they did that. But they've now got their sights on Nathan Wilson. Now, I think this is pretty new. I don't think this has come out at all. Now, Nathan Wilson.
GWS.
Yeah. And this kid can play. Yeah, I've liked the look of this boy. Now, we followed him probably because of the West Australian bias.
He's Peel Thunder, isn't
he? Peel Thunder, so he's from the Mandurah area. But he's very quick. Mm. And he's a little bit like, I reckon, Jason Johannesson with what he did with the Bulldogs last year, Norm Smith Medal, and then went on the market. It just explored what might be back home in particular. Fremantle had a crack. West Coast made some inquiries as well. He stayed, as we know. But Nathan Wilson, 24, he's been at the GWS since their inception. So he's played 70-odd games. So he's different to Joel Hamling. But the significant thing about what the blueprint of Fremantle's recruiting strategy is, particularly through trading, is to go and attack the expats. See if the WA boys want to come home and could be enticed to get back to Fremantle. And I'm not saying that's just going to be Fremantle. If Nathan Wilson is on the market, West Coast would look for that as well. And West Coast needs some dash from halfback, some dash through the wing and so on. But the other fact about Nathan Wilson, like Joel Hamling last year, and now the same as Mitch McGovern, who's also in Fremantle's target and sights, is that they may have to wait until after the grand final before they can finalise things, because McGovern and Nathan Wilson could well both be playing in grand finals with their respective teams. So Nathan Wilson, the latest target for Fremantle in this blueprint that is bring home the expats. The kid can play. He's a beautiful mover. And the other thing too, like Luke Ryan has shown in his early games with Fremantle, from the defensive side of the centre circle, he uses the ball very well. And that's part of what Fremantle are desperately searching, as well as the forwards. Look, Teams Day, let's get to that momentarily. Couple of quick things out of West Coast, though. I mentioned yesterday how Fremantle looked like re-signing pretty much all of their assistant staff, their support staff, to Ross Lyon.
Yeah.
I think all of them have been given an indication we'll probably re-sign you. During the course of August, the clubs have to give some indication to all their assistant staff on whether they will or won't continue. Fremantle, a lot of boys coming out of contract, they've been given guarantees that you're probably going to get one. We'll finalise it in over the next coming weeks. Conversely, at West Coast, that's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. A lot of very nervous West Coast Eagles assistant coaches up at Subiaco in their headquarters. Retiring midfielder Sam Mitchell is guaranteed a lock. Mm-hmm. He'll go in and probably run the midfield, if not become almost the most senior assistant coach. But I see this as classic senior coach under siege management. Look at the support around a struggling senior coach. And that's what's happening at West Coast. And a lot of the assistant coaches up there, very, very uncomfortable.
So who's in the gun?
Well, I don't know exactly who. Justin Longmire is the senior assistant. Dean Cox is rucks and stoppage. Jamie Graham forwards. I reckon Jamie Graham should be a bit nervous because the forwards don't lock the ball in. They don't tackle. They only had four tackles last weekend. Daniel Pratt, team defence. Now, that's been breaking down. Adrian Hickmott, midfield coach. I thought Adrian Hickmott was a defender. And he was a defensive coach last year. And John Wardrop, opposition analysis.
How
Tim
many
Jepp.
Coaches? As they got.
Oh, every club's got that many, Steve. Yeah, no, every club. And that's part of the reason why when opposition sides start to falter, it's because all these blokes. Yeah. But that's just a few. That's the actual assistant coaches. The technical staff, the analysts and so on behind the scenes, they go to someone like Adam Simpson or Ross Lyon or to Alistair Clarkson and say, this is what the best teams are doing. Mm. This is what that mob's been doing for the last month. We play them this week. That's their job.
We'll follow that one. Are you prepared to say that Drew Petrie will be offered a contract extension?
Yeah, I think what's happening with Drew Petrie is he's had a very good season, and he's a gutsy man, he's a tough bugger.
Yeah, he's been good.
But I think with him, there's real concerns about Scott Lycett. More troubles with the surgery that he's had on his left shoulder. He might even have to have some more, which puts him out for another 4 or 5 or 6 months. So big doubts there. Watch also for Big Scott Jones, the boy who's going to the state combine. West Coast having a close look at him. I reckon West Coast will make five changes when they announce their team this afternoon. Brittas, Vardy, Barras, Wellingham, Jeddah probably in. Will Schofield, Jamie Cripps, Mel Carpenty, Chris Marston and Luke Partington. Be very shaky boys today. They were shocking last Sunday.
We'll see how close you get, Hags, in what's been a very big week with Kim Hagdon.